Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
An Erio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our mailbag episode where we read your emails and play your voicemails and read your reviews. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And I, producer Maria.
Whoop, whoop. Okay, so let's see if we have any emails that are worth reading.
Oh, we have a Lisa Frank interview.
Yes, read that one. That's crazy.
From Anna. Hi, ladies. Last year, while hiring for a position at my company, I came across a resume that listed a position gardening for Lisa Frank. Obviously, this sent me into a tizzy and I had to interview this woman. Not to interview her for my position, but to try to get her to hire me for her former position. Anyways, I asked about how she came to garden for Lisa Frank, and she told me she responded to a very sketchy Craigslist ad that didn't reveal the company name. She then met a random person on a park bench for her interview and got the job. Only then did the interviewer reveal that she was the one and only Lisa Frank. Maybe she's mysterious like Michael Jackson, or maybe she can't drop her company name because there's such a bad rap with the employees. She ended up gardening at Lisa Frank's many homes for 10 years. Regardless of all the horrible things I just learned listening to the episode, I'd still take the job. Lisa Frank is hot as hell.
Hot as hell. Rhonda's hotter. Here's a crazy email. It's from Diane. The subject is a chilling connection to a serial killer. So, my ex-husband used to work as a skip tracer for Sears credit cards. He had been trying to contact a customer who had stopped paying his bill to no avail. So he called that customer's neighbor to try to get information about the customer. The neighbor was practically hysterical when my ex called. She said that her neighbor was crazy and really weird. He'd just gotten into a fight or something and chased his boyfriend down naked down the street, and the cops didn't do anything about it. She said that she kept trying to tell the cops that there was something really wrong with this guy, but they ignored her pleas to arrest him. The customer, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Whoa.
The product he had stopped paying for on his credit card, a refrigerator.
No.
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 Oh my God.
No.
Insane.
Come on.
That's my favorite email we've ever received.
That's wild.
Wow.
Crazy, Diane? Man. Diane.
You've done it again.
You've done it again, Diane.
Oh, my God.
I know. Imagine that. You call. You're like, hi, Jeffrey Dahmer. You've stopped paying for your refrigerator payments.
You store all your dead bodies in.
Incredible. Like, I probably would have let that amazing one go. Okay, should we play some voicemails since we probably have 40 million of them?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Hi, this voicemails for the web crawlers. My name is Liz. I've been listening to you guys for a couple months. I think I heard about you guys through like an advertisement during the Alarmist podcast. I love you guys both. Anyways, I'm calling because as I was walking to work today, I looked down and there was a dead bird on the ground. And I know.
Welcome.
I think it was about last week you talked to the lady about spirit animals. And I think it was Allie said she's been asking the universe to show her feathers, but she's been seeing dead birds instead. So kind of a quinky dink kind of thing for me to see the dead bird. Then it made me think maybe my spirit animal is a bird. I don't really like birds at all, but they seem to surround me in life. I'll probably get some hate for this, but I really don't like hummingbirds. They're kind of the assholes of the bird population. One I lived in Colorado for a while, and one would basically attack me every time I went outside. I mean, I know it had a nest, but I just wanted to live my life outside and drink in my kiddie pool like an adult. But this hummingbird every summer would have its nest very close to us and dive bomb and try and get us and peck us to death. So anyways, I don't really like birds. And then the other day I saw this big raven basically in the middle of the street trying to kill a squirrel. So I just see birds all the time.
Yeah, birds are
anyways,
the thing, it seems
I think
like.
That's it. I don't know if it's just queen dink or anything, but dead bird today, maybe my spirit animal is a bird. I don't know. Anyways, love you guys. Hope you stay. Bye.
I don't know.
Seems like it to me.
Feels like a coinky dink.
Hi, I'm calling for web crawlers. This is David Williams. And I wanted to call you guys and tell you a story that I wanted to tell you guys for about 4 weeks.
Oh.
But just got approval about 2 hours ago to be allowed to share it.
Ooh.
I'm a child psychologist and adolescent psychologist. Also work for the behavioral analyst unit in the FBI.
Yes, criminal minds.
Which
criminal minds.
You guys seem to like talking about criminal minds. Basically what we do. But I was working on a case with a girl.
The one who got away.
Was 12 when I met her. They lived on a family farm. And this little girl was complaining about lights in her windows, different incidents at night, things happening around her house. And after she met with local psychologists, they called us to figure out if there was anything going on with her. And what she was seeing was blue lights, yellow lights coming through a window at night, late at night, but no one else could confirm or say they saw the lights. Well, they set up cameras one night to see what she was experiencing and just looking out the windows. And they caught the bluish, yellowy, orange lights through the window. And when that happened, they called us to see what was going on, if there was some type of criminal activity, anything was happening to her, because she was missing multiple hours of time. She couldn't remember. She says she only knew the lights, but she, in her memory, it's kind of like she just knew they existed, but she never truly saw them. So then they set up the camera. We came out. We set up more cameras on the inside of her house and outside to see if there was cars or any distinct planes in the background. They lived on a farm in a very isolated area. And so when they set up the cameras, the blue lights for a second time came on. But interestingly, they only came on in the inside camera. You could not see them facing outward anywhere else. I was brought in to speak with her about different mental health issues she may have had just to do an evaluation. And after the second night when we were there, when we caught the camera, the lights on the inside but not the outside, we noticed that on her back of her arms and the back of her legs, like her forearms and like just below the knee, was a very distinct pattern of like a sunburn.
What?
It was like a little oval shape on both sides and both arms, very uniform, measured the same length and everything else, which was very strange. After speaking with her, she had no mental issues. After that, we started examining and more people were around, I guess the lights stopped coming. And since then, they have, it was a family farm that was like four generations or something, but they did end up selling it to move to not have a little girl around the lights. And this last time I was in person with her, it was 2017. We still do like a monthly visit, but the FBI has kept this pretty locked down and we still don't know what it is, but I have been given.
There's a part two.
Oh my God, this is insane.
This is crazy.
This is, I'm calling for web crawlers. This is David Williams. The hang up is real. I feel the shame. but I was going to say that I've been given permission by the FBI to just kind of broadly tell you guys about it. I won't give you guys any names or anything else. But since 2017, we've had 8 other cases of very similar activities, similar burn activities. All kids have been under 14.
What is
going on? We haven't had anybody else, so we don't know exactly what is happening. But with all the government releasing alien things lately, I don't know if this will be a part of it. I know it's the beginning of May when I'm calling, so I don't know if there'll be more information online. So far, I can't find anything else other than me being allowed to tell you. But just found it interesting that, you know, people are seeing, our little children are seeing blue lights and yellow and orange lights coming through the windows, but you can't see them on the outside. You can only see them specifically through their windows. We set up cameras facing all windows in their entire house and we film them sleeping, but you could see no other windows saw the light. Even her brother's window that was right next to the room, right next to hers, the window that should be the same place, you should have been able to see the light coming through his, but you were unable to see it on the camera, even though it's facing in the same kind of direction that you would have seen if there was a car or a flashlight or something like that. It was just very centralized to her room, which was very weird. And we've had it from kids 14 all the way down to 7. So it's a very interesting, bizarre thing that we are still looking into. But I just thought I'd share that interesting story. Have a great day.
Whoa. I mean, sounds like kids are being abducted by aliens.
Yeah, those kids are being abducted.
Are being abducted, bud.
That's strange.
That's wild. That's really wild.
Weird. Okay. Well, on to the next.
Hey, web crawlers. It's Emily of Kentucky Ghost Dog fame.
Can you hear this?
No.
Yeah, it's real muffly.
Whoever left a 606 message, it was a two-parter, we can't hear it. So so call back, please.
Yeah, please.
It sounds like there's something on top of the speaker, perhaps.
Oh, yeah, like a finger, maybe.
Maybe it's a finger.
Maybe it's a finger.
Okay. The old finger trick.
Okay, next message.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. My name is Heidi, and right now I'm looking up outfit inspirations, and I was looking through Dark Academia. But then I found this subset called Cryptid Academia or Cryptid Core, and I was like, hold up, I got to call the web crawlers and tell them about this. This is finally something I got to call them and tell them about. So it's basically like an aesthetic where of like clothing where you like go hunting for like cryptids, and that's like the vibe they're trying to give off, and you kind of like
cryptid core
explore abandoned places, like haunted places and like graveyards and like caves. And I just thought it was like so funny that there's like this like subgenre like of like dark academia devoted to like cryptids, that like I had to like share it with you guys. So it's called Cryptid Core, and it's, the photos of it are just like pretty interesting online. So yeah. So anyways, that's what I was calling about. I hope you guys have a nice day. Bye.
Cryptid core.
Okay, I feel like I kind of already do dress cryptid core.
Oh, no. Let me look it up.
I just sent it to the group chat.
Oh, my God. It's so cute.
Yeah, like, I love this. I 100% want this to be my new aesthetic. Yeah, are you kidding?
Right? And it's also, on the thing you sent, it's like a dress like this, basically, if you're into cryptid core. And it's like a backpack and then shorts and like a sweater and like a national park jacket. And then there's a slice of blueberry pie.
This is very, so like, cute. Khaki, brown, nature colors.
And like cool glasses and a hat that says, I'd rather be ghost hunting. Ooh, I love this.
Oh, my God. This is so embarrassing. This is so funny. So I also clicked on another picture, and it's like how to dress like two best friends who are very interested in the supernatural. And then it shows a text conversation between the two of them. And it said, hey, this guy at Spencer's Gifts is hooking me up with a case of Ecto Cooler.
That's fun. Oh, my God.
We famously love Spencer's Gifts.
We do.
Yeah.
We are so on brand. Wow.
Wow.
I love this. Is like one of my favorite photos I've ever seen is this collage of clothes you sent and blueberry
one
pie.
Of your favorite photos you've ever seen.
I mean, yeah, that's insane, like, Maria.
No, but I'm being so serious. It's like so
a walkie-talkie, a slingshot.
Oh my god!
Come on, that's great.
This is very aesthetically pleasing. Like, yes. Here's another one. Like, I love. It's basically just we'll post these. It is so cute. I think I'm cryptid core.
I love hiking boots with like jean shorts.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my god. And like a little beanie. Here's another one. I love this. Oh my These god. Are my favorite.
Yeah, it's a lot of like a vintagey shirt kind of thing.
Oh, come on.
That has to do with like the wilderness or monsters. Jean shorts, combat boots, and like a heavier jacket. It's so cute with like a neutral color scheme.
Oh my god,
scheme.
I need this t-shirt. Protect cryptid wildlife.
Oh my god, and I'm pissed we didn't make that
cutest.
T-shirt.
Wow. Only you can protect cryptid wildlife, and then it's like Smokey the Bear,
and he's buff as hell.
Sasquatch is Sasquatch, and he's buff as hell.
I need.
Oh
that
my
shirt.
God! And then what's this deer with bat wings?
I don't know.
Oh my god! And then there's a thing at the top that says it's like a text between someone and a stranger, and it says, "Do you like the Mothman?" And the stranger says, "No," and then it just says, "You have disconnected."
Wow, this is so rad. We've found, wow, thank you for that voicemail. We have now found our like absolutely new aesthetic.
Cryptid core.
I love this. These are my favorite.
I want to go like hiking and search in the woods now.
It's
not hiking, it's searching for Bigfoot.
Searching, hunting.
Oh my gosh, I love
this.
I
gotta get to the woods immediately.
Gotta get myself to the woods. Oh, look at this one. I mean, this is kind of like the same, but this one also has a skirt.
Oh, a green and blue plaid skirt.
Yeah, with like a leather bomber.
Did you just send it to Melissa? Why
no,
haven't
I sent it to the
web crawlers chat.
I don't have it. I'm freaking out. I need to see it.
Well, you'll never
know. Maybe you got a slow internet connection over there.
Yeah, it looks like you're dealing with some slow internet. Wow, there's also teenage ghost hunter core. Goblin core. Oh my god, Google goblin core. Guys, this is how we detoured doing our own clothing line.
These brown overalls. Do you see this goblin core?
Yeah. I mean, look at this.
Something's going on with my internet.
Maria's gonna lose it. If Maria doesn't get these goblin core pictures stat, she's gonna fucking
look
lose
at that
it.
Sweater.
It is so cute.
Come on. Okay, can you resend the other cryptocore one? Because it's not coming through and I'm like freaking out.
On my phone.
This is so funny.
Oh wait, here, I just oh my god, stop.
Girl, I know. It says the goblin core aesthetic wears thrifted clothes and oversized sweaters, admires mushrooms and moss, collects rocks, lots of rocks, probably loves bugs and frogs, hoards small shiny things, loves adventures, likes clutters, plants, a little crazy. They aren't garbage, they're treasure. Probably dirty 24/7, but they don't mind. We'll eat anything anytime.
Wow.
We'll eat anything anytime.
Okay, yeah, we can move on now, I guess, but I love this aesthetic. Oh my god, the green witch aesthetic is on Prozac, 20 milligrams. That's how much I take.
What?
Wow.
A magic eight ball, a map.
I love this. These are my favorite colors. That Prozac pill is like my favorite color.
That's like a gorgeous color palette.
Like a
mine's blue.
A muted mint green.
Yes, like a muted moss green. This is like
it's like a sage.
You know what it is? It's like dressed like a frog and toad. That's what all these outfits are.
We're going to have to post these on Thursday because people are just going to lose
Ooh,
their
Ooh, Maria,
minds
this is
this.
You to a T.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
Oh, my God. I'm so nervous. I'm going to love it too much. Oh, my God. Look at that little toe.
No,
oh
but God, look at the quote. It's the quote that's you.
Looking for trouble, and if I cannot find it, I will create it. Yes, the Joker. Oh my god, but honestly, like that green color is my favorite color.
Yeah.
And so like
wow, well this is our new aesthetic. We have to change everything about ourselves.
I gotta get rid of all my clothes and buy new ones.
I want this like navy, this deep moss green typewriter, like, and I'll just start typing.
Yeah.
Typing who knows what.
I just want a backpack full of toads and slugs.
Backpack full of toads, Masucci.
Toads and slugs.
Oh my God. Wow. That was my favorite voicemail, only because now my whole life and aesthetic has changed.
Goblin core.
Goblin core.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay. Web crawlers, hello. This is Joran calling you. I am listening to the episode about Phil killing his wife in that small town.
Oh, Phil and Missy.
It reminded me of the story that is told in the movie Bernie by Richard Linklater. Jack Black is in it.
Yeah.
He plays the titular character. And it is a true story of this guy, Bernie, who lives in a small Texas town, and he's caring for this old woman, and she dies. And I guess I will just say that because you should, if you are unfamiliar, you should watch the movie and stuff. And it seems, well, not totally similar, but similar in some ways to this Phil guy. Worth checking out, maybe having an episode on, whatever, I don't know, that's your bag. Just make those decisions, of course. All right, and I will stop rambling now, and I hope that you all have a wonderful day. Bye.
Bye. Wait, so I know of this movie, I haven't watched it, though.
What movie was it?
The Richard Linklater.
Bernie. It's good, right. It's with Shirley MacLaine and Jack Black, and it's about Jack Black plays a guy who like becomes or is really good friends with this much older woman, and she kind of, you know, like berates him and everything, and he kind of loses it.
Interesting. I'll have to watch it. Okay. Four more. Here we go.
Hi, this message is for web crawlers. My name is Kaylin, and I actually was born and raised in San Luis Obispo, where Kristen Smart went missing. It's absolutely wild to see what's happening right now, because my mom was in grad school at Cal Poly at the time. I wasn't born yet, but my aunt went to school with Paul Flores. Like, we've always known he was a creep. Everyone, without a doubt, knew it was him in our town.
Dang.
That billboard that you guys were talking about that's by Susan Flores' house, that actually isn't new. They've added other new billboards, and they updated that one. But the billboard by Susan Flores' house has been there my entire life.
Oh.
She has lived two blocks from this billboard for 20 years.
Oh,
I went to middle school right up the street, and I remember driving by it every single day. And I remember the first time I asked my mom, who's Kristen Smart? Like, what is that? And she told me, oh, this man that, you know, we went to school with named Paul killed her, and they buried her in his parents' house, and they haven't been able to dig her up. That's, like, that was the fact. That wasn't just theories or rumors. Like, right. Everyone has known it for years. So it's crazy to see getting this national attention, especially from people like you guys that I listen to all the time. It's really cool and really heartwarming that what Chris has done with his podcast actually was able to do this for our small town. But yeah, that's it. You guys are my favorite podcast, and hearing you talk about this case meant so much to me and a lot to my family as well. So thank you guys. Have a good one.
That's crazy. So yeah, I guess
I couldn't really hear anything she said. What happened?
She said one of the billboards that was by Susan Flores' house, Paul, you know, the Paul Flores who killed Kristen Smart. The billboard has been up there for like 20 years that said,
oh my God,
something like turn your son in or something. And they put up new billboards. I thought it was a new billboard, but no, it's been there. She's lived in this house. Hasn't moved.
That's insane. Oh my God.
Which is like, yeah, you're living there because you have a dead body in your backyard and you don't want to move.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. Insane.
Okay, next message.
Hey, web crawlers. This is Alexa. And first I want to say I have to stop calling y'all in the middle of listening to episodes because last night while I was listening to a mailbag episode, I called to tell y'all about the American Girls podcast. And then like 5 minutes later in the episode, y'all got Rosie's voicemail and talked about the American Girls podcast or how there is one. I don't know if we were talking about the same one, but I was like, a bit embarrassing, but it's fine. I listened to the full episode, though, about y'all talking about Ted the Caver, and I just wanted to tell y'all about the Nutty Putty Caves. I don't think y'all have done an episode on this.
Nutty Putty Caves?
I don't think y'all have. If y'all have, I'm sorry.
No.
But it's like, I listen to a lot of true crime stuff. Obviously, you know, I'm a big fan of your show and other shows like it, and nothing, like, really super disturbs me. Except for this Nutty Putty Cave story. Like, this one, like, gives me nightmares. It, like, makes me feel physically disgusting and ill. Because it's just, it's so creepy to me. It's about this guy who was spelunking a lot like Ted the Caver was. But he ended up getting stuck, like, almost completely upside down. And they couldn't get him out. And spoiler alert, he passed away, unfortunately. I'm sorry, I had to cough. He passed away, unfortunately, but it's just, like, it's so disturbing to me, because just the thought of, like, being that trapped, and he was alive for, like, over 24 hours, and they were trying to get him out, and it's just so creepy. Y'all should, like, look it up and look for, like, the images of, there's, like, a diagram, like, a drawing of what he looked like when he was stuck in that cave. If you just search, like, Nutty Putty Caves, it'll come up. And it's so disturbing. It's so creepy. And, like, even just looking at the pictures of Ted in the cave, just, it gives me major heebie-jeebies. And, I don't know, I just want to tell you all about that case because it's so scary. And, yeah, there's, like, a YouTube channel called Fascinating Horror, not Fascinating Horrors. That's my own personal YouTube channel, JK. But Fascinating Horror did an awesome video on it. If anyone wants to check that out, I just wanted to tell y'all about that case, the Nutty Putty Cave. Nutty Putty Cave, right? Yeah. Okay. Well, anyways, y'all are best.
Oh, my God. The diagram of this cave.
I'm so confused.
Is this picture of this guy in the cave, did he die in there, or is that just what the cave looks like?
I don't know. I'm confused.
What the cave looks like.
Because it says Nutty Putty.
It's so horrible.
Nutty Putty Cave will be permanently sealed with a body inside.
Oh, they never actually got this guy's body. I mean, the diagram of the cave is crazy. Like, you go down and, like, you go in, but then, like, you just climb straight down. Like, that's the scariest shit. Why would anyone go down there?
I don't need to be in any confined spaces. Like, thank you. No, thank you.
John Edward Jones entered Nutty Putty Cave around 8 p.m. in 2009, a few days before Thanksgiving. He was married, had a one-year-old daughter. About an hour into the caving expedition, John decided to find the Nutty Putty Cave formation known as the Birth Canal, a tight passage that spelunkers must crawl through carefully if they dare.
Ugh.
He found what he thought was the birth canal and inched his way into the narrow passage head first, moving forward using his hips, stomach, and fingers. But within minutes, he realized he'd made a grave mistake.
Oh.
John knew he was now just about stuck and no room to turn around. He didn't even have room to wriggle back. The way he came out, oh my God, that's so horrible to think about. He had to try and press forward. He tried to exhale the air from his chest that he could could fit through a space that barely 10 inches across and 18 inches high, about the size of an opening of a clothes dryer. But when John inhaled again, his chest puffed back out and he got stuck for good.
Nope.
That's from allthat'sinteresting.com. It goes on if anyone wants to, you know, look on their own. But, oh, jeez Louise.
Terrifying.
Right. Jeez Louise.
Last message.
Hey, this is Amber Lee, and I have never, ever called in or responded to any of my podcasts before, but I started listening to you guys just recently, and I haven't listened from the beginning, so I've only listened to a few episodes, but I listened to the one on female serial killers, and you guys need to check out Catherine Knight from Australia, I believe, or New Zealand. She's very, very cray-cray. She basically skinned her husband in a kiddie pool in her front like living room, and then she was cooking him for dinner, and the cops found pieces of him on the stove. She was in the bedroom asleep. But the craziest thing is, on the table, it was set for dinner with little nameplates with her kids' names or his kids' names, and she was going to serve him to the children.
No.
And when the police got there, they couldn't get in because there was like a sheet of something in front of the door. Well, surprise, it wasn't a sheet. It was his skin, because she expertly skinned him with the knife that she received for being, like, the number one, like, pig slaughterer at the pig, I don't know, wherever she worked where they killed pigs.
But oh, anyway, my God.
When I heard about female serial killers, I was like, you got to check out Catherine Knight. And I love you guys. You guys are pretty cool. And I can't wait to listen to all of the podcasts. I have a lot of catching up to do. Thanks.
Well, we will have to look into her, that's for sure.
Oh, God. Oh, wait, there's another message from the same person.
Hey, this is for web crawlers. I actually called in before, and I said something about female serial killers, and I'm not sure if I said it was for web crawlers. But this one is for them as well, and it's about American Doll. Did you guys know that the 1980s doll came out, and her name is Courtney? And I was just wondering, like, if they did a 1990s doll, like, what do you think her accessories would be, and what do you think her name would be? Because I was thinking Gia would be, like, a really cool 1990s name.
Cheetah?
Gia? But anyway, that's all. Thanks. Love you guys. Bye.
Well, you know what's interesting is I had the Look Like Me American Girl doll, which I probably got probably in, like, 97 or 98. And you could get 90s stuff with her, which is Melissa, the computer you got, you know, that miniature American Girl doll computer. Yeah. That's one of the things I bought, and it was like a desktop Mac computer and stuff.
Oh my
like
God,
that.
That's so insane.
Oh.
Did you say 80s or 90s?
Oh, 90s. Oh, sorry. 90s. Sorry, she said Courtney came out from the
Courtney 80s. Was 90s. Maybe Jessica would be the
Jessica 80s? And Ashley were the two most popular names, Melissa. You're right. I literally Googled it. The top names of 1990, Jessica and Ashley.
Wow.
Okay, so Ashley. it would be Jessica or Ashley, and she would be from like
the Mall of America. Where's the Mall of America?
Or like Orlando. Yeah. She'd be like from Orlando.
100%. Yes. Yeah, she's like a kid pop star. She like wants to be. Yeah. So she's like on like the Disney show or something.
But she'd have like a flannel shirt to tie around her waist.
Oh yeah,
because her big sister Jessica is like really into grunge and stuff, and so they butt heads a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, and maybe she's dressed in Lisa Frank.
Oh.
To bring it full circle.
Oh my God.
Lisa Frank Trapper Keeper.
Yeah, we got to design our own doll. Is that it for voice models?
That is.
All righty, friends and enemies. thank you so much for your voicemails as usual. Thank you for that, your crazy emails, especially the one about Jeffrey Dahmer's refrigerator. So illuminating. We love them so much, all this insider info. Please continue to call and email us. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And I, producer Maria.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Original.
Powered by Acast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.